Biden State Department official seemingly deletes Twitter account after saying "I prefer high gas prices." By Ethan Lechtman on July 25, 2022. A Biden administration State Department official who tweeted his support for high gas prices has seemingly deleted his Twitter account after receiving online backlash. "I prefer high gas prices equals less driving, less CO2," State Department official Alan Ayer tweeted on Friday. Ayer said this in response to President Joe Biden's claim America's drivers will spend on average $30 less per month on gas than they did during peak prices. The State Department official faced backlash online from Twitter users, including from one former Republican congressional candidate, Ron Basilian, who called Ayer a ghoul and argued gas demand is inelastic. According to the New York Post, Ayer replied to Basilian, saying, "Perhaps, but I don't think it is inelastic, and I remember in the 1970s the oil embargo led to a massive increase in renewables," and added hashtag be kind at the end. Other Twitter users slammed Ayer, with one user accusing him of being out of touch. "Another example of why the swamp needs to be drained," another user tweeted. Ayer has since appeared to have deleted or deactivated his Twitter account. The State Department official's tweet closely mirrors Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's recent remarks that higher gas prices mean more Americans can buy electric vehicles, despite Buttigieg admitting they are still expensive. Last month, another Biden cabinet member, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, said gas prices were unsustainable. She noted the spike in prices was accelerating our progress toward clean energy. She also claimed that high gas prices make a very compelling case to purchase an electric vehicle. While gas prices have come down after hitting a national average of over $5 per gallon in June, they are still way up since Biden took office in January 2021. The president recently faced criticism for touting that his administration had taken historic action to lower gas prices, but many pointed out that the national average for gas prices was $2.39 per gallon on his inauguration day, Breitbart News reported. Currently, the national average for gas prices is at $4.36 per gallon, which is almost $2 higher than it was on inauguration day. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.